Coming up in episode 77, we're going to talk about what a money story is and how to create a new one to keep you inspired for years to come. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Happy Thanksgiving. Today it is Thanksgiving in the United States and we are eating turkey, eating our hearts out, talking with family, spending time with family, maybe even getting annoyed with family because that can happen when you put a bunch of family together. But nonetheless, we're thankful for our families, right? If you're not in the U.S., I am thankful for you. Whether it is your first time tuning in to this podcast, whether you have been here from the beginning, whether you've been here for a couple months, whatever the case may be, I am definitely grateful to have you with me. Now, in today's episode, I thought because it is Thanksgiving, I thought we would do an episode about a money story. So I'm going to share with you how to create a new money story to keep you inspired. But I'm going to share with you exactly what I mean by a money story. I'm going to share with you the three types of money stories and the one that you're probably missing. And I am definitely going to share with you, as I said, how to create that new money story to keep you inspired for years to come. Now let's do the shout out. And today's shout out is to none other than you. Yes, you specifically listening to this either on Thanksgiving Day, or maybe you listening to the another day of the week or months down the line, whatever the case may be, this shout out is for you, especially on this Thanksgiving episode. I really can't express enough how grateful and thankful that I am for you. I have learned so much. I know I've gotten a lot of feedback of how much this podcast has made an impact in your life, but you better believe it, you have done the same for me. So thank you so, so very much for being a listener to this podcast. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of today's episode. So let's talk money stories. So what I define a money story to be is your view on money. So what you have seen from experience, your observations, that not only shapes your mindset and your view on money, but how you treat it. And believe it or not, that does affect that. So if you haven't, if maybe this is something that is completely new to you, you've never really thought about it, it's okay. A lot of people don't, but it's necessary because that is sometimes what holds you back in other ways. So if you don't have not thought about it, I encourage you to start thinking about it, what your money story is. Now, there are three types of money stories. So we have the past. So that is how you grew up around money. So definitely always reflect around that. And the present one. So it's presently how you're viewing money. It could be different or it could be the same as your past money story. So sometimes we grow up and maybe there's some things that we didn't like about our childhood, or maybe there are some things that we would not want to change for the world. So that really affects how we are now, especially with money, it affects how we treat it, how we perceive it, how we manage it. So those things could be different or it could be the same. So if there was something that you didn't like and you consciously have made a change, like I know for me, since there was a lack of money growing up, I made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to be that way. Was not going to have that, right? I did not want that lack of money. So I became this aggressive money saver. Granted, I didn't know what else was affecting me at that time about that, but I knew that was at that time, the present money story. Now, the present money story can also change in time. So that was my present money story not too long ago, and that has evolved. So it is completely okay that it evolves. Now, there's also a third one, and this is the one that many people don't create, and that is your future money story that also can evolve. Really, the one that doesn't evolve is in the past because it's done and over with, right? The present can evolve as we go. Today, you may feel one way. Tomorrow, you may feel another way. But the future one is, again, the one money story that people don't think about and don't create. Okay, so the future money story is not only how you want your life to be and how you want to feel about the money. This is the one where you have really a big vision, right? A big vision as to how you want your life to be. So again, it's not just about how you want your life to be, but it's how you want to feel about your money. So that is key. Now, I want to share with you the power of vision. And since sometimes when we know something is important, we don't have the right words to express that. So there was some quotes that I thought were pretty powerful that I'm going to share with you to really illustrate the power of this, the need for this vision, the need for this future money story. So there's an anonymous quote that goes, "The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, and this you will become." I want you to think about that. So the vision that you think about or you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone, that you really captivate and really is important in your heart, that's what you build your life by and that's what you become. Powerful, right? And another one by Winston Churchill. So he talks about vision in this way, and it's just a simple phrase. "The empires of the future are empires of the mind." So what does that say? Those future leaders, those leaders are the ones that have vision presently, right? They are clear about their vision. And another one that I thought was really good, it does come from the Bible. It comes from Proverbs 29:18, where it states, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." So I wanted you to think about that. So powerful to have a vision, and that I wanted to share those quotes with you. So granted, if you have vision, you can do so much, but you also need action. But what's crazy is that the vision is your inspiration to carry out the action, even though some people get stuck and don't carry out the action. But if you have this clear and exciting vision, that's going to carry you through to the action. So definitely get clear on that vision first. Get excited. Make sure it's something that really, really resonates with you, really, really gets you excited, because that is what's going to carry you out into action. So how do you create a new money story to keep you inspired? How in the world do you do that? Well, it's pretty simple. One, you want to get clarity on your past money story. Then you want to see what changed, if anything, on your present money story. And you don't want to be afraid to dream and know what you want. Okay, so that is pretty simple. Get clarity on the past money story. You can't write a future money story if you don't know your past money story, what you liked, what you didn't like. You want to see what's changed, if anything, in your present money story. And you want to be not afraid of dreaming. You want to really know what you want. And I want to challenge you, because it is presently Thanksgiving, if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving Day, I want to pose a challenge for you especially if you are with family and you're out traveling. Maybe you're doing a road trip and you'll have some time. I want to challenge you to write your future money story, okay? Take some time to do that. You can even put a timer. You can take as little as 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully you'll take more, and or you can take hours to write it. It could be a page. It could be longer. It's whatever you want it to be. So make sure to include not just what you want your life to look like, but I want you really to include how you feel, how you perceive, and how you treat money. It's all also the emotions that you feel around money, okay? And to give you some motivation, send it to me at jen@jenhemphill.com. And if you do that, again, I'm just motivating you, getting you into action. I will be gifting you a session with me to walk through one challenge that you're having difficulty with your money. And we're going to walk through it, give you a small action plan to carry out. So after all, I am grateful to have you here. So I just want to gift something for you as a thank you, because I am thankful to have you here. So again, the challenge is to write your future money story. Make sure to include not just what you want your life to look like, but also include how you feel, how you perceive, and how you treat money. So make sure that you're very keen onto those feelings, those emotions, because there's a lot of us who don't want to deal with our money. A lot of us that don't want to even do a budget because that scares us, that overwhelms us, or maybe there's guilt involved with spending money, those type of things. I want you to be very keen and present to those things. So hopefully you take me on with this challenge. And again, you can send that to me at jen@jenhemphill.com. That is the email. Now, last week I shared with you the power of having someone help you by helping you minimize the time it takes to get you to completing those goals. So, and I also shared with you my new Her Money Matters Inner Circle Group Coaching Program, which is for a small intimate group of women where we will spend 6 months together to help you move forward with your finances so you can have more confidence and actually love dealing with your finances rather than running away from it. Now, it is 6 months because honestly, you can't make a change overnight. It takes time, especially if we are talking about being stuck. We're talking about emotions. We're talking about how you grew up around money. And of course, we'll be talking about the money skills that go along with it. But we're going to be peeling back those layers and seeing what is going on so we can help you. You notice I say we, because this is a group. Yes, I'll be the one leading it, but we're all going to help you, to propel you to move really a lot forward, where you're going to really move the needle on your finances. So there are some slots left, or else I wouldn't be talking about it, right? And if you want one, it is yours. Remember, it comes with an orientation and focus session with me so you can get the most out of the program. So we'll sit down and talk and you'll let me know what is it that you would want to accomplish in 6 months. And that way I know from the get-go and I can make sure that you get the most out of the program. Then we're going to have monthly calls for the 6 months as a group to help you keep accountable and action, where we cheer you on. And I'm going to make myself available via the app of Voxer. So that gives you the ability to connect with me more one-on-one, especially for the international folks. So whether maybe you're at the store and you have this impulse purchase at what you want to do and you want someone to stop you, you can contact me. Maybe there's something more personal and confidential that you'd rather just talk to me personally on. You can do that with Voxer. You can do a voicemail message. You can do a text. There's so many things you can do with it. So, and also there'll be a private Facebook group. I'm even bonusing a full year of my Fearless Money Sisterhood program. So you'll be with us for 6 months and you'll have 6 months of the Fearless. So that's really a whole year of support. That is just amazing. And all of this for just an investment of $100 a month for the 6 month period. So of course, I'm not here to convince you one way or another. You have to decide this yourself, if this is for you or not, if this investment will truly serve you, not just for the 6 months, but after as well. I am confident it will, but the decision is up to you. You know yourself best. You know how committed you are towards your finances, how motivated, how in action you are. You also know if maybe you need guidance. That you have to answer for yourself. So I'd love to have you. And you can do that at jenhemphill.com/innercircle. So that's jenhemphill.com/innercircle. So that is a wrap. Next week on the Her Money Matters podcast, we have a special guest, Carrie Wilkerson. She is a truly phenomenal woman, wife, and mom who has paid over six figures in debt. Yes, you heard that right. Six figures in debt. So we'll be talking about that and so much more. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule or taking time out of that Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe you escaped from the family, whatever the case may be on Thanksgiving Day, or maybe you're listening to this much later after Thanksgiving. So I appreciate you tuning in. You can go to the show notes if you desire at jenhemphill.com/77. That's jenhemphill.com/77. So thanks again for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic Thanksgiving day, and I will talk to you again next Thursday.